Former Governor Eliot Spitzer's splashy reentry into New York politics does not appear to have hurt another scandal-tainted candidate. Anthony Weiner leads the Democratic field in a new Quinnipiac poll. That was just part of the data dump yesterday. We also got updated financial disclosures from campaigns and independent groups in this year's election. WNYC's Anna Sale is watching it all, and she joins us now. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
So Quinnipiac says Anthony Weiner is at the top of their latest poll, narrowly ahead of Christine Quinn. This isn't the first poll that's found him on top, but it comes after a week of headlines. Where is his support coming from?
Well, Weiner looks to be taking support away from Bill Thompson, the former comptroller who's the only African-American in the race. The last Quinnipiac survey in June had Weiner, Bill Thompson, and Christine Quinn at the top largely together. And since then, Thompson has fallen back, and both Weiner and Quinn are faring slightly better. In fact, Weiner's lead over Quinn is within the poll's margin of error. And when you look at the breakdown of voters, it's among Black voters where Weiner has the biggest edge. He leads among Black Democrats by 15 points, then Quinn, then Bill Thompson. And according to the latest campaign finance disclosures, donors are also opening up their pockets for Weiner. He raised more than $825,000 in the last 2 months, which nearly catches him up to other candidates like Christine Quinn, who've already raised the total amount that they're allowed to spend in the primary under the city's public campaign financing rules.
Now, much has been made about Anthony Weiner running a different kind of campaign, more of a shoestring operation than the professional staffed up campaigns of Christine Quinn or Bill Thompson. What about the spending in the mayor's race? Do you see that when you look at how he's been spending money?
Well, Anthony Weiner spent about $300,000 in the last 2 months. The biggest expenses were for campaign workers, polling, video production, and consulting and legal services. So Weiner is not going it alone without the trappings of a modern campaign. But it is a little leaner than other campaigns. Public advocate Bill de Blasio, for example, who's sitting at 10% in the latest poll, spent about $125,000 more in the last 2 months than Weiner did. And the rate of spending, again, it matters because candidates are capped at what they can spend in the primary if they get public matching funds, which all the top Democrats are planning on.
Okay, so now let's move on to the comptroller's race. What was the impact of Eliot Spitzer entering the race?
Well, Spitzer's up 15 points over Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer in the latest Quinnipiac poll. But Spitzer's entry also helped Scott Stringer's fundraising efforts. We have a graphic at WNYC.org. We can see this enormous bump in Stringer's fundraising, more than $108,000 in the week after Spitzer announced that he was running. Stringer's haul includes maximum contributions from donors associated with both investment firms and with unions. And Stringer's fundraising is important in this race because it's a different dynamic than the mayoral race, because Eliot Spitzer is self-financing with his family fortune. So, and that has led to a lot of back and forth between the two campaigns. Eliot Spitzer says Scott Stringer is going to be beholden to special interests because he's been raising money from them for years. Here's how he characterized it on TV on WPIX yesterday morning.
I don't have time to raise money. He has taken money from a lot of special interests. That's fine. That's how campaign finance works. The public will understand I'm putting in my own money.
And then you have Scott Stringer ratcheting up pressure on Eliot Spitzer. He called for Spitzer to voluntarily limit what he'd spend to the $4 million cap. That's the cap in the public campaign financing system. And he accused Eliot Spitzer of hypocrisy.
He was a special interest vacuum cleaner when he was fundraising in Albany, all the while championing campaign finance reform.
So for now, Spitzer says he doesn't intend to keep to that $4 million spending cap, so expect more of this back and forth. What we don't know right now is how much money Spitzer has spent already. He paid staffers, of course, to fan out across the city last week to collect petition signatures to get him on the ballot. But his campaign lawyer says those invoices didn't come in until after the deadline for filing, so we don't get to see any of those details in the latest filing.
Okay, one more question, Anna. Since the last filing deadline, a lot of unions came out and made their endorsements. What kind of spending did we see from outside groups?
We didn't see a lot of new spending in what's been filed so far. Bill Thompson had some help from the state firefighters PAC, who spent $75,000 on billboards. But the biggest outlay, again, was from a group called New York City Is Not For Sale, which has been targeting Christine Quinn. They spent $425,000 on ads and flyers in the last 2 months, on top of the $250,000 they've already spent.
Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.